Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Marks is here. Gene's a longtime friend, old longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Marks Group, PC, the author of a number of books, including Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, including In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash, and the one that I guess was the first time we met him was his outstanding Book of Lists, the Small Business Book of Lists. And you see him or read about him. He's all over the place and doing a great job of helping small business owners. He's one of the guys I really admire for the work he's doing. He's our good friend, Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. You know, it's great to speak with you again, and I always love coming on your show. You are truly the number one advocate in the country for small business, and you deserve all the attention you get.
I appreciate that. Hey, there's too much to do and not enough of us to do it, right?
So yeah, that's exactly right.
We got to stick together. Hey, Gene, I was on the phone yesterday with some people who were putting together a little booklet, a little e-book for small business management. And some of the questions they asked me were about HR. And one of them was, how do you find high-quality people? How do you get really good people? And I said, my first answer was, the best way to make sure you accomplish what you just said is make sure your work environment, the culture and the environment of your business, the values of your business are such that people who know your employees are knocking on your door wanting to come to work for you. And then I get your stuff that you want to talk about today. And I say that basically that's one of the first things that you say.
You're 100%, right. I mean, it's funny. For the past few months, I've been working with The Hartford. They have this online tool called the Business Owner's Playbook, and I've been collaborating and writing a lot of stuff and talking to a lot of business owners about it because this is like an issue that's near and dear to everyone's heart. First of all, Jim, can you believe that you and I are talking now about, finding good people and even retaining good people? I mean, God, a couple of years ago, you and I, there was high unemployment and how do we survive
right.
and how do we keep... Now, you're hearing from a lot of business owners who are like, economy's growing, I'm growing, now I need to find people, which is, it's a great conversation to have, right? And we should be...
And even though there seems to be a lot of people out there who need a job, there also is maybe as many as 4 million jobs going wanting. We're not matching up the people and the jobs with the skills.
That's 100% right. It's a loss of skills. But getting back to your point earlier about how you find those people, when I'm working on this business owner's playbook, with the people at the Hartford, we were asking a lot of business owners and writing about, how do you do just that? And you know what I find? Statistics have shown that almost 2/3, if not 75%, of employees that are found by small businesses are found through referrals. Because taking an ad out on, Craigslist or Monster or any one of those big, sites and all that, they're all good. But you really are, you're just fishing. You don't know. So, the ones that you really want are the ones that are referred in by people that you know.
Because they're pre-qualified, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, somebody's vouching. And who are we looking for? We're not only looking for somebody with a certain basic level of skills, but we're looking for somebody that we can trust, that's hardworking, that, that will be accountable.
That shows up.
And when an employee of mine recommends somebody else for a job, I says, hey, I've got a friend that I think could really help out here. That person immediately jumps to the top of my list. And why would an employee or a friend or a partner or a customer recommend you? For the same reason that you just said at the beginning of this conversation, which is that, you're running a good business. Nobody wants to recommend somebody to some place that's some blah, they don't want to work for. I mean, they've got, your reflection as well, as to how you run your business and how good place it is for people to work. So, it's a two-way street. So if you're running a good business, if you've got a good culture, if your employees are happy, and you've got that kind of an environment, then people will refer people to you because they want to be part of that environment. It's not always all about the money. It's about having a good quality of life, you know?
And, you know, customers do this, too. I've had customers to refer good employees to me before. And they
right.
see, they watch, they know about your culture. They if they're regular customers, they know about the environment of your business. But so basically, what we're saying is, people who are stakeholders in your company already are the best sources of your next best people. You know, you talk about employees, whether they think about it or not, they're aware of a healthy culture, a healthy environment, and if they're happy, as you say, if they're engaged, then they're going to be telling their friends about that, and their friends are going to say, "Well, when do they have an opening? When they have an opening?" And then next thing you know, you've got a pre-qualified person to talk to, at least to some degree pre-qualified.
That's absolutely right. Now let me turn the tables on you, Jim, because you're an expert, and you know, and you've got experience with small business owners. You're a small business owner yourself. You know, we're doing this work with the Hartford and the whole business owner's playbook and, you know, putting all this information together and you know some of the answers. One of the questions that's come out during our research and our writing is, okay, you know, besides finding good employees, how do you retain good employees? You know, I mean, how do you keep them interested in your business? Mm-hmm. And number one, first, how do you know that you're paying your employees enough? How do you know that what you're paying them is the right thing to pay? So I got to ask you, as an expert, where would you go for the people that work in your company to make sure that what you're paying them is comparable? What resources do you like to use?
Well, I think this is a really tough one, because this came up yesterday as well in this call that I had, and I think that this is there are resources out there you can use to compare, but I think each marketplace, each local market, has what it will bear itself, I really think that you've got to keep an eye on. Maybe you can talk to other business owners about what they're paying, but if one of the main things I think you get after a while, Gene, after you've been in business a little while, you start to have a kind of an instinct about what the market will bear for people. And one of the ways you find out is if you find a really good person that you want to hire, and you say, okay, yeah, I'm going to pay you $30,000, and they say, well, yeah, but that won't get it. I'm making $45,000 where I am. Well, you find out real quick that if I want to have that person of that caliber, I've got to step up my game.
That's a great answer.
That's one way to find out, is to get turned down by somebody. Hey, Gene, hold on to that thought. Give us the website, please.
Sure thing. I've been collaborating. I have to tell your listeners, go to thehartford.com/businessplaybook. This is the website where all right. the kind of conversations going
Check
on.
Check it out. Quick break. Gene Marks and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.